When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The Western Conference Finals, they're here. What's up, Jay? What's up, Key?
What's cracking? I'm still laughing at you and me. Nothing much. Having fun. On a nice Tuesday, waiting for that 5 o'clock tip-off on the West Coast.
I'm so happy it's 8 o'clock game tonight. I'm so happy.
Thank God.
Please.
Thank God.
These 10 p.m. starts.
Can't even say p.m.
I can't even say p.m. I can't even say 10 p.m. That's how tired it gets. But we're here.
Yes, so, that is correct. We are here, live and kicking.
Key, your squad versus Denver. Okay.
This is my squad versus your squad.
I think Denver's the best team. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but we will see. So we play seven games, or maybe six.
Nuggets are favored. Nuggets are the favorites.
Who knows?
-170.
Who knows?
But it's close. The odds are closer than you'd think. A lot of Lakers fans put money down. Yep. Especially since, look, you don't get here by accident. They had to bump off Memphis and Golden State. And now it's easy to be like, well, yeah, because of this and that, and Golden State. Man, a lot of people pick Golden State. Golden State, I thought, absolutely was one of the teams could win the whole thing. They didn't go seven games. Neither one went seven games. That's pretty good.
That's more than pretty good.
Once Golden State popped Sacramento, the young, you know, De'Aaron Fox is coming for him. Everybody was like, well, they'll beat the Lakers. The Lakers are old. They don't have any defenders who could, you know,
they
defend Steph, everybody. Yeah. You know how they were saying that, Jay?
Look, I thought it was going to be a bad matchup, but, I mean, look, you continue to learn things, man. The way the Lakers defended was special. And for a team that just got moves done by the trade deadline, I mean, they have shown a lot of room for growth. That's the scary thing. They're still getting better.
They're still finding out about each other. When was the trade deadline, February? Jay? That's a long time from today, though, huh?
I mean, March, April, May.
Yeah, they had enough time to get gel as a team, the whole thing.
It's a long time to put it together. Mm-hmm. You know, if the trade, if they got players in May, well, it would be a different conversation. But February, that's a long time.
But, Key, it's not really a long time. It's a short time, actually, for them to be together, to hit their stride like this. Like, that's the thing that's scary about the Lakers, is that you still feel like they haven't reached their ceiling yet. Because they have so many pieces that are still new that are learning how to play together. You know, it's that's where they are.
One of the benefits of LeBron – first of all, LeBron needs surgery, and he's doing this. Oh, it's AD. I get it, AD. LeBron in Game 6, where, Key, you were sitting there going, there's no chance we win a Game 7 at Golden State. So it's a must-win Game 6.
LeBron said the same thing. That's why he went out there and balled out.
39-9, two steals and a block, right, in a Game 6. What'd he shoot, like 10 of 14 from the field? It was something stupid, right? LeBron James was the when it mattered most, he was the best player on either team in that Game 6. Like, he's doing that at 38 in season 20 on an ankle, and he needs surgery. So, but one of the benefits of his getting hurt and not playing was he got to, as Key would say, lab the Lakers. So they get these new pieces. The new pieces get extra minutes because LeBron's not playing, and LeBron gets to sit there and watch what they can do, right? It may have been a benefit in the long run. Jay, you still on the Nuggets winning the title all in?
I mean, look, man, I believe in the Nuggets, but to me, this series is a toss-up. It's a toss-up.
Why?
Because you have a lot of matchups that can negate each other. First off, I don't think AD is going to be the primary defender on Jokic. I think Darvin Ham has some tricks up his sleeve. I think you may see a higher usage rate for Mobamba. Some other players may try him as a primary defender because I think AD could be better off coming from the weak side. Because like I said, Jokic is a wizard at utilizing ball fix at the rim, and you don't want to get AD in foul trouble because that takes away a lot of your defensive power from protecting the rim. I also think you got the factor of, you know, you saw on the highlight, you talk about game six for LeBron, right? We said Andrew Wiggins had that rib contusion, that issue, right? You saw LeBron, that game, it really allowed him to lean into bully ball. That's where they had their advantage, down low on the blocks, points in the paint, free throw disparity. You saw multiple possessions at the beginning of the game of him just bodying the hell out of Andrew Wiggins. I'm going to test it. I'm going to test it all day long. So, you know, Wiggins, 6'7", you know, 200, barely 200 pounds.
Barely.
Well, that's different than Aaron Gordon, 6'8", 230.
Yeah.
So, you know, how's that going to factor in? Will you be able to – will bully ball be able to factor in like that for LeBron?
And that's
a good
point.
Or will he settle from the outside more?
Aaron Gordon's right? A big guy.
A different defender.
And he's super athletic. So that's a completely different thing.
But you give the edge slightly to LeBron due to the fact that LeBron and his ability to think through the game. So you got the KCP factor. He's the X factor, played for the Lakers. You know, a veteran presence, understands how to play. And then you got Jamal Murray, who, yo, he's the edge of their team. Like, you keep talking about the bubble Jamal Murray. We've been seeing the bubble version of Jamal Murray throughout these playoffs.
And Porter Jr. as a third wheel. The Lakers do not have a third wheel like that. Porter Jr. Can light it up all the time.
But D'Lo's nice, too, when D'Lo comes to play.
And but Porter
Austin
from the outside
Reeves.
Is insane.
Just yeah. Based on listening to you two,
it's a good matchup, man.
Based on listening to y'all, I should just probably, I don't know, man. I might go check out the Dodgers or something.
Why? I just said it's a good matchup.
Y'all, you know, I heard you rattle off every name the Nuggets have. They got this, that, and the other. As if we just sitting over here with chopped liver.
No, you just want to hear that. That's just you as a jaded Laker fan looking for something to be angry at.
Now I'm the first jaded thing I Laker fan.
Yes, because the first thing out of my mouth was it's a toss up series. Like both teams have a legit chance to win.
That's not Jay just went undercover to find out. Look Jay, at him. He went guy, deep man. Cover to oh, find out all what, the.
This is such a like a. Oh, he just said everything positive about the Nuggets, and he didn't.
You
say
did.
Something.
Am I lying, Jay?
You mean?
You mentioned. A half of AD, and you mentioned
well, the Nuggets are
two
favorite.
Minutes. You mentioned 2 minutes of LeBron and about 6 minutes of the Nuggets. I'm watching you.
You're a fool, man.
Yeah, I want to talk about LeBron for a second.
See?
I want to talk about LeBron for a second.
Because everyone is quick to say that AD, it runs through AD. I get it. And LeBron's playing hurt. I understand. And the lead, and he's come back to the pack, but going into these playoffs, and maybe coming out of them, we say, hey, you know what? Jokic is actually the best player in the world. It's possible, right? Maybe Denver takes care of the Lakers. They go on to win the whole thing. Jokic continues to average 35-point triple-double, and that dude is the best player in the world. But I just want to mention here that you can say what you want about AD and these role players. You know how many times any of these guys have been to a single conference finals without LeBron? To the best of my knowledge, zero. LeBron is in his, what, 12th conference finals? It's not an accident. This, what's happening right now, is not an accident. It's not like, well, swap LeBron out for someone else, and here they are. KD, on paper, had at least, probably a bit, he was favored way ahead of LeBron to make the conference finals. He didn't make it, but here's LeBron. I'm just saying, like, yes, LeBron is hurt. Yes, he's 38. Yes, other guys have caught up. Are we sure he's still not the guy you'd most want to have in this situation? Game 6 in Golden State, he was. I'm not sure. He's still not the guy. Now, maybe we find out against Denver, but as you just said, Jay, Denver is a deeper, better team than the Lakers. If the Lakers pull this off...
I mean, if you're asking me if I had to choose between Jokic and LeBron, I would take Jokic.
I think everyone would. I'm not so sure.
I don't think everyone would.
I'm not so sure.
I don't think everyone would.
Key no, not. So I don't part think of everyone. Everyone would.
Yeah, at this, ain't that right, most Jay? People would.
Key part of everyone.
And
I'm not taking Jokic.
But see, that's the thing, Key. Me neither. And I might be wrong. I could admit that the way Jokic is playing, it's a good chance I'm wrong. But until he goes out and shows me in a series against LeBron, I'm taking LeBron. I'm taking LeBron until proven otherwise. Here he is again. How does this keep happening? It's not an accident, right? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. How much credit does LeBron deserve for this run? Because I'm giving him a whole bunch of credit. Pelinka, AD, the role players. Come on, man. They're in the Western Conference Finals.
Who's not giving them credit? You think people aren't giving LeBron James credit?
I do. I do.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Because all I ever hear and read is how AD is the best player. It runs through AD. Look at the moves Pelinka made. And it's not that any of that isn't true. But they don't magically appear in the conference finals. Like AD and these role players and swap LeBron out for another really good for James Harden. They're not here. You know, like that. But there's a reason that this dude is here all the time. Like if you give him another high-level all-star, just one other high-level all-star and decent role players, the man lives in the finals, let alone the conference finals. His whole career, it's unbelievable.
I think AD is a different type of backbone and foundation for this team defensively. It's different than having another wing all-star. It's different because he can protect the rim, which allows other guards to press up. I hear what you're saying about LeBron. LeBron is one of the most – look, to me, he's the greatest of all time, man. This dude is like – he's not that to you, but like I understand the greatness of LeBron James. I don't think I've minimized that at all, neither has Key. But there is a benefit to having a guy like AD who can block out the sun behind you, which allows your guards to play different defensively.
Yes, I think
the guy had 20 rebounds in game 6, man.
No doubt.
17 points, 20 boards. That's cleaning the glass of opportunities. That's second opportunities, third opportunities for you on the offensive end.
And LeBron identified AD and goes, that guy's going to help me as I get older, right? Like, he's one of the reasons.
But see,
and that's to his credit. But whatever form the All-Star comes in, this one stylistically is better, whatever, whatever. He's got one other high-level All-Star. He's in the Western Conference Finals, as usual.
But see, this is the LeBron finals. James brain trust, man.
Yeah.
It's just not LeBron pinpointing. Like, there's a brain trust that can move pieces to get things right, which talks about how the Lakers and that battle between, you know, clutch and front office and how they work that relationship out. It goes a long way, man. It's a powerful tool.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Jay,
no doubt.
I'm very confident in the Lakers.
As well as you should be, Key.
I'm just saying. I'm very
– I expect nothing less.
Key is very confident in the Lakers.
Is that why you're wearing a Lakers shirt today?
Yes. That is, oh, it's free, too, so –
plus 145 is not – they're not like big underdogs, slight underdogs.
It was free on the back of my chair from the game. Oh, you know, I had to give all the shirt. Yeah. As Molly say, I ought to be ashamed of myself for wearing all free gear.
How'd they have your size,
it's a good-looking shirt, though. So they had,
I think all the sizes were pretty much the same.
Okay.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, 888-SAY-ESPN. How much credit does LeBron deserve?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
I'm going to see you, Jay.
So I guess I missed it yesterday, O'Key, while I was traveling. So Mo Bamba's out for tonight, but they're gonna need his butt to play, man.
Who else do they have?
They got $10.5-11 million a year. He gonna need to play. This is a series he gonna need to play.
Well, if he hurt and he can't play, nothing he can do. Money aside, other than look down.
Obviously, Key, but I'm just making.
Does Tristan Thompson get minutes?
Y'all,
I mean, like, what happens?
Hachimura probably. Rui.
Hachimura has to.
I think Rui would probably be the guy to guard him because I think Rui. You hope he'll be able to stay a little bit more disciplined, right, and use his length. But I'm trying to tell you, the Jokic
seems like you need more fouls.
Jokic is a tough match. It's a phone booth fight, man.
Yeah.
He's a body shot kind of fighter.
That's why I'm saying Tristan Thompson might get minutes.
He's going to get some offensive fouls, though, on him. Because all that bully, all this. Yeah, we're going to stop all that tonight.
But
who, with who, Keith? Like,
don't
Lakers
matter.
Have a
we
small
roster. We got about 15 fouls to give.
Tell me what, right. Who is going to give the fouls on? Like, who are you really? Matching up with Jokic defensively when you want to keep AD out of foul trouble?
But we're going to stay rotating it. We're not going to just put one dude on him.
I'm just,
I
get it.
Bodies at him.
I get it, but the bodies are small forwards and guards and stuff.
We're going to empty the bench. We might even throw LeBron on him here and there just to, you know, we might do that.
Yep.
Beat him up a little bit.
LeBron is actually the guy with the most size.
Exactly.
Yeah, LeBron.
But we need LeBron on a couple other pieces too. But we all right, man. Don't worry about us. We all right.
Who would another title mean more for, AD or LeBron?
It depends on your conversation you want to have with somebody, Max. Mm-hmm. That's what it depends on. The conversation you want to have. Do you want to have the conversation of being the I'm not even going to say the name, but being the top guy, because if I say the name, it'll turn into a three-hour conversation. or do you want to talk about a guy who potentially could have his jersey put in the Raptors and the next guy after LeBron retires? It just depends on the conversation, to be honest with you, because you can swing it either way, Jay.
No, I'll swing it one way, LeBron James. Look, AD is there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the LeBron James brain trust got him there.
Yes.
This has been a series of chess moves. And what you've been seeing this year is the same thing that you saw from D-Wade and LeBron when D-Wade was like, look, this is your squad. Like, I know it's my squad. I'm secure with myself in these moments, in the biggest moments, I could take over a game. First off, I mean, LeBron and AD, the situations, even though they're similar, they're very different players, right? Like, I think AD is a generational type player. I think LeBron James is probably the best player the game of basketball has ever seen with Michael Jordan. Fine. 1-2, whatever you want to do, okay?
See, I don't want to mention a name.
Watching D-Wade literally pass the torch to LeBron and LeBron learn how to take it is what you're seeing LeBron do with AD right now. But it is set up for the biggest moments for LeBron to take over in the biggest moments. I think you saw that in Game 6. I think you'll continue to see that as we dig deeper into the playoffs in these critical moments. Not saying that AD can't have explosive like games, because AD is him. He is him for this team as well. But it is built for these clutch moments for LeBron.
I think 5 is a big number too.
It's a massive number.
When you get to 5, you're ahead of Steph. Number. You've matched Magic. You've matched Kobe. And it's
not only being ahead of Steph, you beat Steph.
Yeah, you're right, to get there. And it's not just that you're on 5. You're on 5 while you're still one of the best players in the game. You're not along for the ride. You're not like a mascot, right? You're not a brand name. You are one of the two central pieces, however you want to say it, between him and AD, who got you there. That means a lot.
And he broke the scoring title.
He broke the scoring title this year.
But that's why I said, Jay, it depends on what you – it could go either way. If it's LeBron James, he's obviously still chasing the, you know, greatness, so to speak, of an argument that people want to have about who's one and who, you know, who's two. That argument.
Yeah.
5 certainly increases that argument even more. And that would be 11 finals, right? Is my number correct, Jay? 11?
I don't have a number.
I believe that's right, because he is.
I get him confused between him and Tom
and
Brady.
So. 6-07, 4 with the Heat is 5.
I think it's 11.
4 with the Cavs is 9. Yeah, 10. This would be the 11th. 11 finals across 3 different franchises.
So when you start having that conversation, 11, even though the number might not be 6, it might not be undefeated, it is 11. And then, you know, you talk about 5. In 3 different franchises, you start checking a lot of different boxes in that conversation. And then when you start having a conversation about AD's future, you know, about him being one of the bigs that get his jersey retired in the Raptors, is he really going to take over long-term for LeBron James? It's just different conversations that you could have. So I feel like both of them, to a degree, needs it.
It's about if they get it, what does that mean? So I've always looked at LeBron as the driver, the day-to-day driver of the car, right? Like, LeBron's the one getting in the driver's seat, like, yo, we going today, let's go. And sometimes he'll look over and he'll see AD, and sometimes he'll be like, AD, you in the back? You not in the passenger seat with me? So it's like And moving forward, that's how I just see that relationship working. You know what I mean? Sometimes, because we talked about this.
Is it in the third row?
Hey, you know, hold on, AD. You ain't over my right shoulder. You all the way in the back. Okay, come get up here. Right. So I think when LeBron James decides to retire, if they are able to get five this year, then you can start having that conversation. All right, AD, can you drive the car daily?
Yeah, it's like, it's a
responsibility to do that, man. It's tough.
I'd say AD is more like the engine or a very important part of the engine. It used to be LeBron was the engine, the powertrain, and he steered. Now it's like AD is what powers it, but LeBron is still driving, right? I don't know that AD will ever drive. First of all, he's not a ball in his hand guy. He needs someone to get him the ball. So I don't know if he's ever going to drive. He may always just be the powertrain, you know, and that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what they're just going to have to find another driver eventually.
But that leaves a different blueprint on the game. That's a different DNA print. You know what I mean? Why they're different.
Finding another passenger, another driver, that's easy. That's not going to be hard at all. When you got somebody like an AD, it's hard when you don't have anything. But when you got something like an AD,
But Key, it's never been this way for the Lakers. Lakers, who went first? Kareem because of age. Shaq because of trade.
But they've always had something.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Key, they kept the driver in both cases, usually because the driver was younger. Magic and Kobe were younger than Kareem and Shaq. So you had to replace Shaq and Kareem in one way or another. Now they're going to have to replace the dress. I don't think that's that easy. You might replace them and make the playoffs and get to the second round. Get to the conference finals. Win a championship. That's hard.
It's many guys like Jay that plays Jay position that would love to play with an Anthony Davis.
Dame.
Drew Holiday already did. They never got to a conference finals.
Yeah, but that's not.
But they got to a conference finals.
Pelicans?
Yeah, they did.
Maybe one. Yeah, one.
Yeah, when they beat Portland.
Yeah, one. Right. Dame, I always forget. I've gotten that on this show before, too. Yeah, one.
Dame would love to play with AD.
But there's a Dame. There's other guys that's under contract somewhere. It's the Lakers, man. Let's be honest with each other. This is not the New York Knicks. This is not a situation of hope and pray one day you get 100%. A star.
No need to take shots.
No, I'm not taking shots. I'm being realistic, Jay.
100%. But I mean, what I'm saying, Key.
That's a shot at Nuno.
It's actually a shot at Spike Lee.
This is what I asked the callers before 888-SAY-ESPN, and we're going to take some calls.
Jay. Leave Spike alone, man.
This is what
orange and blue skies.
This is what I asked before, and this is why. I get Dame this one, that one. You pair them with AD, they could do damage. There's a difference between being just a powerhouse and a team that can win a championship or that does win a championship. The Lakers have won a championship with LeBron and AD. They're back in the conference finals. Maybe they get another championship with LeBron and AD. That's what I'm saying about LeBron's value. How much credit does he deserve right now for what's happening? 888-SAY-ESPN, KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are right there. You can download the podcast if you missed anything. Even if you just want to hear it again. All right. Do the Lakers need to know if AD can lead the franchise? More than that, guys. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. How much credit does LeBron James deserve right now? Elvis in Boston. You're on KJM.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, so I believe LeBron deserves all the credit. I think we had this conversation because LeBron James will his team. Well, I remember in the last playoff, there was something they said that he had to do that he's never done. Well, he's been a 13th seed, I believe. And also I think because he won a scoring title. Nobody's ever won a scoring title and won a championship. Obviously, because they couldn't pass it. But, yes, for him to win a scoring title, to be a 13th seed, and also to win a championship, LeBron wins all the credit. And I think that's really, really a bad matchup for the Nuggets because Joker keeps the ball in his hand. So, we got big bodies for the Lakers, Key. Big bodies. We can throw about 5-6 bodies at him, Key. And I don't believe they don't got a chance. So LeBron deserves all the credit. He knows how to drive. He knows how to play the radio and bebop like my boy Jay Will right now on TV. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you know how to drive and play the radio, man, the sky's the limit. And then he's got two sons coming in right behind him. I don't even think Jordan did that, man. So LeBron deserves all the credit on and off the court, man.
All right. I think we're going to let you go now. I mentioned Jordan. That's going to.
Also, if he got the two sons in there, everything.
that'll turn, though, Jay.
I mean, he ain't wrong about the bodies you can throw at Jokic.
Well, that's what I said. You just throw everybody at him. And
but,
use
Key, you made one of the best points, too, about throwing LeBron on Jokic as a primary defender as well because their games are actually kind of similar. I mean, Jokic will try to bully ball him, but once again, you can defend Jokic if I know I have AD behind me. Who can block out the sun, right? Because you know what I'm saying? I can stay down and all those ball fakes. AD can come over the top. That can lead to transition points.
He could try to bully him, but LeBron's so solid,
he's strong,
right? He's strong. He might weigh more than LeBron and bigger than LeBron overall, but LeBron is like still just planted somewhere. So it's going to be hard to just move him.
Jokic is a load in the paint, though. Like, he's a lot. He is a lot. That's why LeBron's basketball IQ in high leverage moments, too, can't be ignored. And to me, the Lakers are at a disadvantage. The Nuggets have more firepower. If the Lakers win, it's going to be because LeBron James outthought Jokic when it mattered most.
Why do we say the Nuggets have more firepower?
Because they have three guys. Though, because
what?
I understand D'Angelo, D'Angelo Russell, to me, if you're saying as a shooter, as a guy who can get hot suddenly, D'Angelo Russell's more streaky than Porter Jr., I think. Porter Jr. as a third scoring option is really dangerous. Dangerous in a way that no one on the Lakers is. That's why
I think
they have the advantage.
I'll take our third guy, whichever one you want. If you want to say Reeves is our third guy as a scorer, if you want to say D'Lo's our third guy as a scorer, I'll take him. I mean, that to me, if I could split them down the middle and make one, that's good, Jay.
I mean, look, if you're saying Jamal Murray has a chance to be edgy. I love the way he plays. Like, that's a great matchup for whoever decides to guard him on the Lakers side. But if you're looking at this at more firepower, Michael Porter Jr., I get he averaged 14.5 points a game, and he could light up. He shot great
17.5.
What?
Porter Jr.
I'm talking
averaged.
About in the postseason.
Oh, in the playoffs, okay.
In the postseason. So he can shoot it. Aaron Gordon is a guy that shot the ball throughout the course of the season. Good defender. KCP can knock down shots. It's kind of even across the board, man. D'Lo can score in a variety of different ways. Mm-hmm. Austin Reeves is putting in work. Like, Dennis Schroeder's a guy that can score. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's lopsided.
No,
like,
I wouldn't say it is lopsided, but I would say where there's an advantage, it goes to Denver. That's the reason they're favored. I think that's the
I hear
reason
you. Look, from somebody who's watched a lot of Denver games this year, trust and believe me, throughout the course of the season, who's been on Denver, who's been trying to talk to you about Denver for most of the year, I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to tell you, it's kind of even. It's like they just have more firepower.
Would you agree with the odds that the Nuggets are not quite 2-1 favorites? They're like 1.5
also,
to one favorites?
I also think home court advantage goes a long way in these playoffs. Mm-hmm. And that's a major – it's a mile-high city. So, like that, once again –
who are you picking
altitude,
to win the series?
I don't know, man. It's kind of a toss-up for me right now. I think I slightly might favor Denver, but it's a toss-up.
Greco in Queens, you're on KJM.
Good morning. What's happening, man?
Morning.
Yeah, I'm here. Key, I'm with you, man. Like, we won't have nothing to worry about. I mean, we got something to worry about in Denver as far as the altitude, I believe. You know, but I think what Jay said, you know, putting – or who – I forget who mentioned putting LeBron on Jokic would do some, you know, significant damage as far as LeBron's salary. He's not going nowhere, and Joker can't jump over on, you know, on the curb or over – a jump rope anyway, so he's not leaping out the gym to get over LeBron, so I think that's a good little matchup in D'Lo. And, I'm sorry, Jay, you forgot to mention Schroeder is a good defender as well. He can score, but he's a good defender.
He did mention
so
Schroeder.
I think he can slow down Jamal Murray a little bit.
He did
He
did mention Schroeder, actually. Jay mentioned Schroeder.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
And Max, why do you wear suits on – this just in with the handsome host at 2 o'clock and not on our show. You know, y'all gonna feature me as a co-host.
It's a radio show. I'm gonna wear a suit to a radio show.
Why not our show though, Vax?
Because right? I'm not gonna wear a suit to a radio show.
Who doesn't want to get dressed up when it comes
to
our show?
Yeah, by the way, man. I got a collared shirt. You see anyone else with a collared shirt around here?
You feel what I'm saying though, Greco? On our show, me, you, and Jay, Max don't ever dress up. At least Jay every now and then throw a shirt and tie on.
You know.
Yeah, he does, and now he looks like the burglar, like you said, or the bank robber, like you said, with the hat on.
I mean, but Jay is undercover.
Bank robber mode right now.
Jay is undercover. Key's coming from a basketball game. I got a collared shirt on, at least. Don't sell to Jay. 100% you're going to Central Bookings. 100% you're going to Central Bookings. Josh in the Bronx, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
What's up with the best morning show out there, baby?
What's popping, man?
What's going on? Hey, listen, man, you know, LeBron deserves all the credit. He definitely does, you know, at this point. But it comes down to execution at this time of the season. So I need to see game 6 LeBron in Boston where he's taking his headband off and it's just about getting buckets. I don't think they stack up well against Denver or Boston if they get past Denver. I'm taking every guard on both of those teams over D'Lo and Mike Beasley. It just is what it is. So for LeBron to get to this point at the season, at this point, at this stage, with this team, I think it's beautiful, it's remarkable, especially with the scoring title. But these guys got to step up, and they have that lethargic play that's inconsistent that I don't think you can do at this time of the season when it's about a final win.
See, the crazy thing about it, Jay, is Josh is saying he'd take any guard that's out there in the playoffs over our guards. Okay, name recognition, not a problem. All NBAs, not a problem. I understand that. But when you are a role player, you play your role at the level that you can play it at, the highest level. And then that is just like being an all NBA guy. Because if you're playing at the highest level, you're putting in work, you're going to put the pressure on the other team.
In your role,
in their
you mean.
Players. You feel what I'm saying, Jay? Mm-hmm.
In your role, you're saying? Like, if
Absolutely.
You fulfill your role as
Absolutely.
Well as it can be fulfilled, you don't need to be a superstar.
But guess what they've been doing, Jay?
But here's the
thing,
they've
been fulfilling that role. That's why they where they at.
Preach it. But also, Key, you know what happens sometimes, and this is why I give LeBron and AD credit for, and it's gotten glossed over the last couple of months. So a lot of times when you have role players, their touches are so limited because the plays are focused on the primary players a lot, right? And what's happened more so with the Lakers is LeBron and AD have allowed the role players to carry a lot of the load in a lot of the ways, like from a playmaking perspective.
Austin
and that is so important because now all of a sudden, yo, my hand's on the rock. I'm getting touches. I got a lather. I feel the game differently instead of all of a sudden now, you know, end of the game, now you're asking me to do it when you've been dominating the ball so much.
Also,
the
you're putting them in positions where they have to make decisions. So they're mentally engaged in a different way because they're making decisions with the bat. Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell are making decisions with the ball, right?
I got a lather, man. I got a rhythm. I understand the pace of the game. I'm in tune with the game. With all of a sudden down the stretch, I'm more apt to make a play or have the moxie to take that shot because I've had the ball in my hands before. Just going to tell you, it's the worst feeling when you don't touch the rock throughout the course of a game, and all of a sudden you're supposed to swing kick comes your way. You're like, yo, this is my second shot of the game,
right,
and
right.
I'm supposed to make it. It's a really
Or you're a
feeling.
Bum. That's what you're here for.
Oh,
you
gotta
yeah, make
so you
that
got
shot.
One job.
Hey, have the Heat and the Lakers already proven the bubble was no fluke just by getting back to the conference finals? Tune in tonight for Game 1 of the NBA Western Conference Finals. The Nuggets host the Lakers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80. Or do the Heat and the Lakers need to make the finals to shut people up about the bubble? Four teams left. Jay gives us his best players left in the playoffs. That's coming up, KJM.
Me? Don't you point at me.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You know, Jay is, how could I make a segue from this song? Jay is cash money with the picks here.
Yo, all right, Jay. No, wait, man. Yo, spit me a lyric, Max.
No.
Let's go, man.
I'm not going to do that.
Kick it off to this beat. This is a tough beat.
Yeah, I know. But the problem with Jay's freestyling is you say something.
Best player left in the playoffs is Stanky. Let's go. That's a
last time Max said that, he swore. So.
Yeah, we got the dump ready if you want to rock that. Joint.
No, I just did it, man.
Four teams.
Why are you running away from your fate, son?
Four teams left.
This dude's scared, man.
Jay gives us his best players left in the playoffs.
I'm giving this cat a platform, and he's scared. I don't understand it.
Listen, when I do that, people will pay for it. You think I'm giving it away for free?
You know what I'm saying, Key? We run towards our destiny. We don't run away from it. Oh, there it is. Turn that up for this man.
Huh. Here we go. Jay's best players left in the playoffs.
Damn. Number five. Yates, give me... I got number five?
Number five.
There it is. Yo, he's number five, but he's the most important player. There it is again, Key. But B-U-T-T. Actually, B-U-T. What's on my mind in the morning?
What?
Anyway, LeBron James, number five. Okay?
What?
Most important player in the playoff. But this is, he's the fifth best player, I feel like, in the playoffs for where he is right now at 38 years old. LeBron James, though, I get what he did in game six. Closeout scenario, bully ball, like I said, Cobra Kai, sweep the leg. That's what he did against Wiggins, okay? Wiggy out there, he got jiggy with it, with Wiggy, banging him in that chest, pounding him, 30 points. That's what you want to see from your star player, the maestro, the guy pulling the cords, pulling the strings, making people dance. That's who LeBron James is. The best thinker in the game of basketball right now. Next up, Yates.
Number four.
Ooh, he dropped 51 in game seven. That boy is him. That is Jason Tatum, a light-skinned killer. I understand. Look, 16 points in the fourth quarter down the stretch, a game that he didn't really play well in game six, but he stepped up and he arrived when you needed him to. That was a monumental moment. I'm going to tell y'all, game seven, when you see him hit the ceiling, Key, the way he hit it, you sit there and you think about yourself. And I know Alan Yates and I, we're always on Jaylen Brown because I think Jaylen Brown, it's tough, T-U-F-F, like tough juice. Okay, Caron Butler, shout out to you. But I'm saying, watching his ceiling, when he hits it like that, you're like, man, that dude just remind me of somebody different. It's like Kobe. This is like an elevated level of scorn that just feels like it is in tune with the rhythm of basketball.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the rhythm of basketball on Jason Tatum in game seven, it just goes together. It's like poetry. It's like listening to
the vibrations of the game.
Yeah, man, listening to Nas freestyle. You're like, man, this is different. This is holy.
He's in sync with the universe.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right, that's number four. Next up.
Number three.
I'm going to give it to the big man just because he foundationally has all the pieces. Now, you may get frustrated at his ability to arrive here and there, but for three games in a row, he brought it offensively, and he gives you rebounds, and he blocks out the sun. The defensive
minutes of Anthony Davis is truly what is special about him. There are no seven-footers, maybe with the exception of Giannis. And even we question this about Giannis sometimes. We wanted to see Giannis guard Jimmy Butler. We wanted to see Giannis guard Kevin Durant last year, even though they won that series. AD switched on to Steph Curry. You name me another seven-footer when it matters the most that can switch on to one of the most dynamic guards the game of basketball has ever seen.
Stopped him twice at the end
of the game.
And
guarded him two times.
Stopped him.
When he needed to the most, I'll take him. I'll take him. I mean, he is the engine for this team. I get it. LeBron James has chosen to have probably one of the most transformational bigs. Look at him. Hand up, contest.
You know, that might be the best.
Hand up, contest.
That might be the best moments of his career so far. When you really think what was on the line and what he had to do in that moment was crazy.
All right, number two.
Number two.
I don't know. The rumors, Michael Jordan's. He feel like it. He feel like it. Give me another beat, Yates. Don't let me talk over myself. I need to feel animated this morning. I need to have some. There it is again. 56 in Milwaukee. Versus Milwaukee game four, 42 points, closeout game, game five. I know I'm going back to last series against Milwaukee. And look, he toughed it out against New York, man. He toughs it out. Dude played on a bum ankle the whole time. Still got his team there when he needed to the most. Still closed it out in Miami. Jimmy Butler is him. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be enough to get them over the Celtics, but man, sometimes you look at him like, who do you trust more? Like, let me ask you that question. Who do you trust more? Jimmy Butler or Jason Tatum? Jason Tatum's upside is higher, but in the trenches, I'm
Jimmy Butler's
roll
not
with
in tune with the universe like Jason Tatum, but you trust him.
But he has enough gadgets to find a way to almost get there.
He wants it.
He's
more
the Batman.
Like,
he's the Bane. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Molded by the darkness. Jimmy Butler's him. Number two. And number one.
Number one.
I'm gonna give it to the big man out west. I mean, Jokic is just unstoppable, man. He's a one man off. Whoa! Hey now, Jokic got an air horn. Ah, I'm getting my man Yates to come around. I mean, look, dude averaging 30. he averaging 31, 13, and 10. Just put respect on his name in the playoffs. 31, 13, and 10.
What?
And it's, I keep saying it, Max, it's the phone booth fighting style that just wears you down over time. The elbows to the mid-body, all of that is what makes his team
now
special.
I say like pelts on the wall, like at the end of Predator 2. They go into the spaceship, you see all the pelts of the aliens on the wall. There's E.T., there's Yoda, like Predator's been going throughout the universe, like
man,
beating
Predator
everybody.
Killed E.T.?
Oh, yeah, Predator got all those pelts on the wall.
E.T. was just trying to just want to go home.
But
Pete?
That's just one dude. That he goes to and gets, right, all right.
Why you want to kill if, E.T.? E.T. just want to go home.
If Jokic puts LeBron's pelt next to KD's in the same playoffs, all right,
you lost
up.
Me with the E.T.
Really?
Yeah,
y'all tired of talking about him, man, because I'm going to wake up.
But he lost me at the E.T. Yeah,
listen,
why you got E.T. on your wall, man?
I see this list. I like it. I think you
E.T. can barely walk.
To me, LeBron is one till someone proves different. I need to see Jokic take it from LeBron right now. I'm not moving LeBron off of one until I see it.
As the best player or the best resume?
KJM, much more coming up. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.